These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
We got breaking news here, gang. Trump just absolutely demolished CBS News and won the biggest media settlement in history. We're talking over $30 million, and that's not even the most shocking part. The fake news media thought they could rig the election by making Kamala Harris actually look coherent. But Trump just proved that nobody gets away with lying to the American people on his watch. And wait until you hear what CBS has to do now. The network that tried to steal the election for Kamala is now going to be writing checks for Make America Great Again. And stick with me to the very end of this video, because the legacy media meltdown over this is sweeter than you could ever imagine. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, and I'm still not tired of winning. I'm Simba, and if you're not either, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. We've got so much to celebrate each and every day, especially when the legacy media finally has to pay the price for their lies. So what just happened is one of the most devastating blows to the fake news media we have ever witnessed. This isn't just about money. This is about justice. This is about accountability. This is about sending a message to every corrupt media outlet in America. Your days of pulling the wool over the American people's eyes are over. Now, for those of you who don't remember, there was once this person named Kamala. Now, I know you may have forgotten about her because she frankly disappeared from the face of the earth, but she actually once ran for president, if you can believe it. She was never elected. She was just appointed. She was selected to be the Democrat presidential nominee. She was dictated by those who claim to be the true representatives of democracy. Regardless, she had an absolute train wreck of an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, and it was so bad that they got caught red-handed manipulating the interview. Bottom line. They literally edited out her word salad responses and replaced them with cleaner answers to try to help her win the election.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
Now, of course, her original answer was just pure gibberish. But CBS couldn't let the American people see how incompetent their candidate really was. So they completely edited out her rambling response and replaced it with a totally different answer from another part of the interview. It was the very definition of propaganda. That wasn't journalism. That was a hoax. And it was blatant election interference. Just think if it were the complete opposite. Okay, the total opposite. Imagine Trump giving an answer, a very coherent, comprehensive answer to a question, but instead CBS edited out that answer and put in Trump stuttering or hesitating maybe later on or in another part of the interview. Not only would it be a blatant manipulation or fabrication that completely changed what actually happened, which is what the news is purported to be mediating to us, reality, what really happened. Not only would it be a fabrication of that, but it would be clearly seen as an attempt at election interference on the part of CBS, intentionally trying to make Trump look bad, as in this case, they were intentionally trying to make Kamala look good. And so Trump sued CBS for $20 billion, that's billion with a B, for deliberate election interference. And now CBS just blinked, and they agreed to pay the biggest settlement in media history rather than face discovery in court. CBS originally thought they could lowball Trump with about a $15 million settlement offer back in May, but Trump rejected it, and boy, am I glad he did, because the final settlement is absolutely devastating for CBS. Here's what CBS has to pay. They have to pay $16 million upfront. That's covering Trump's legal fees, and they're funding, if you can believe it, Trump's presidential library. I think Trump's presidential library is getting funded by ABC, CBS, all the legacy media outlets that he's successfully suing. Then another mid eight-figure payment expected to bring the total over $30 million. So still working out the exact details of that payment. Plus, ABC has to fund conservative causes. This is too good. And public service announcements going forward. So this isn't just bigger than the $15 million ABC payout that they had to pay Trump after George Stephanopoulos blatantly lied about him. This completely crushes that settlement. It's like 2x. But here's the most humiliating part for CBS. They're not just paying the money. They are now being forced to adopt what's being called the Trump rule. I kid you not. This is astonishing stuff. But first, there is something else the media is trying to hide from you. While corrupt federal elites have been quietly building wealth through cryptocurrency, hardworking American patriots have been left behind. But there's an amazing solution. I want to tell you about BlockTrust IRA. They're bringing access to cryptocurrency wealth to real Americans. You all know I'm a big fan of crypto. It's supercharging President Trump's America First economic miracle. And now you can be a part of it. So I partnered with BlockTrust IRA because their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and financial freedom they deserve. Their Animus AI trading platform works 24/7 analyzing market data and executing advanced crypto strategies that are beyond simply the buy and hold strategy, like helping true American patriots build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. There's a reason their system was named the number one crypto technology platform by Bitcoin Magazine from over 1,500 global competitors. Whether you're a teacher, truck driver, small business owner, or retiree watching inflation eat away your 401k, BlockTrust IRA's advanced Animus AI gives red-blooded Americans the same advantages as those coastal elites. So right now, their clients are seeing over 250% returns on their investments. You heard that right, 250% returns. And with military-grade security, investments are protected by up to $200 million in insurance. So what are you waiting for? Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the Trump crusade financial revolution that's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. For a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account. This is amazing stuff, gang. Do not wait on this. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com. Making retirement great again. This is where it gets so absolutely beautiful, gang. As part of the settlement, CBS has agreed to completely change how they operate going forward. So from now on, whenever CBS interviews a presidential candidate, they must, by law, release the full unedited transcript. This is what's now being called the Trump rule. No more creative editing to hide embarrassing moments. No more propping up their preferred candidates, always Democrats. No more election interference. They literally have to follow the Trump rule for the rest of their existence. Every time they interview a politician, they'll have to think about Donald Trump and the lesson he taught them about media accountability. And get this, Trump is using the settlement money to build his presidential library and fund conservative causes. So CBS, the network that tried to steal the election for Kamala Harris, is now going to be funding the preservation of Trump's legacy and the promotion of conservative values. It doesn't get sweeter than that. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. It's like forcing your enemy to build the monuments of your victory. Now, of course, the liberal media is having a complete meltdown over this settlement, and nobody represents their unhinged reaction better than Maria Shriver, who's calling the sentiment, quote, tragic and heartbreaking. So let me get this right, Maria. You think it's heartbreaking that a news network had to admit they lied to the American people? That's heartbreaking? You think it's tragic that there are finally consequences for election interference? I mean, again, imagine if the media claimed that you said, when asked what you thought of this settlement by CBS, what if they reported that you said you were all for it, that you thought the settlement was great? You thought the settlement was too small. How'd you like that? I mean, how is what CBS did any different? They literally doctored Kamala's answer to a question. Make no mistake, people like Maria Shriver, they're not upset that CBS committed fraud. They're upset that CBS got caught and had to pay for it. The truth is, what's really heartbreaking and tragic is that we can no longer trust the legacy media to tell us the truth. They become activists instead of journalists. It's literally called advocacy journalism. And they spent years trying to manipulate elections instead of reporting the news. But the wonderful news is that Trump is holding them accountable, one lawsuit at a time, and it's working. The settlement exposed just how corrupt CBS really is. The Federal Communications Commission had to get involved. They launched a full formal investigation after CBS initially refused to release the unedited footage. Think about it. A news network refused to show the American people what actually happened in that interview with a presidential candidate. They were so desperate to hide Kamala's incompetence that they defied federal regulators. But of course, it all came crashing down as we knew it would. After the scandal broke, CBS News president Wendy McMahon had to resign. And McMahon's resignation comes on the heels of the resignation of the longtime head of 60 Minutes, Bill Owens, who departed after 37 years with CBS. After he realized to his horror that company executives were actually basically siding with Trump. So what we witness today isn't just a legal victory. It's a turning point in the war against fake news. For decades, the mainstream media has been able to lie, manipulate, and interfere in our elections without facing any real consequences. But Donald Trump just changed all of that. He stood up to the most powerful media corporation in America, and he won. He forced them to pay the biggest settlement in media history. He made them adopt rules that will prevent future election interference, and he's using their own money to fund the very conservative causes they so despise. The message is crystal clear. The days of the fake news media running roughshod over the truth are over. Trump isn't just making America great again. He's making the media honest again, one lawsuit at a time. We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawakened.us and pre-order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.